When George Taliaferro was a star in the Indiana University Hoosiers football team in the 1940s, he was an All-American who led the team to a championship. But he couldn't live in a campus dorm or eat at the school cafeteria. Segregation prevailed across the state, and one night George Taliaferro went to a local theater and took down a sign that said, "Colored." He died this week at the age of 91. He was the first African-American player drafted to the NFL by the Chicago Bears in 1949, though he chose to play instead for the Los Angeles Dons of a rival conference, and went on to be an all-pro player at several positions for several teams. But he recalled that when he played for the Baltimore Colts in 1953, he heard the owner of Washington's football team shout a repulsive racist phrase at him. George Taliaferro replied with two touchdowns. The Colts won the game. George Taliaferro retired from football in 1955 and went on to become a social worker, then a dean at Morgan State University, an All-American in all ways.